Growing Together, written by Asen Grayson and read by K-Burb. This is a DC fic rated general audiences in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Barbara Gordon and Dick Grayson, and is additionally tagged with good friend Babs, trans Dick, trans male character, lesbian character, friendship, and good friend Dick. Summary. Babs, being his best friend, is of course the first person he tells. When Dick Grayson met Barbara Gordon, he still wore his hair in a braid. That is to say, he hadn't yet come to the conclusion that he was a young sir instead of a young miss, as Alfred would put it. That particular revelation would come about 6 months after they met. Nothing in particular prompts the realization. It just suddenly is. Like, he knew all along, but just needed to catch up with himself. He sits on it for a good while, pondering what it means to be a boy versus his former state of girl. Babs, being his best friend, is of course the first person he tells. "Hey, Babs," Dick says one evening while they're doing homework together. "Yeah?" "I'm a boy." "Okay," Babs smiles at him, and then points out that his answer to question 9 is wrong. And it's as simple as that. Well, no, it wasn't actually that simple. There's the whole conversation about keeping it a secret from the grown-ups, a debate that lasts a whole week before Babs eventually convinces Dick that, if nothing else, her dad would be okay with it. Babs is there when Dick tells Bruce, there for support and also to yell some sense into that man's thick skull, if he chooses to be a butthead about it. Luckily for Bruce, he is not a butthead about it. Babs is also there when Dick tells his parents. She holds his hand while he confides in Tombstones. She provides a shoulder to cry on when they return home. Babs is there for all of his first time binding, his first time getting a testosterone injection, his first time doing it himself. It goes both ways, too. Dick is the first person to learn that Babs likes girls. He's there for when she tells her dad. He's there for her first breakup. He's there to help her sew a suit dress combination for her senior prom. He's the first person she tells about Batgirl, and he immediately tells her about Robin. She's the first person to see Nightwing in action. He's the first person to have Oracle's distorted voice stroke fear down his spine. Through the thick, the thin, the bloody, and the scarring, as vigilantes and civilians, they are inseparable. The end.
It's a life, it's a life.